Hey guys, it's Leni from Podomatic.com, aka Sex Guru. Before we get started, as always, send your questions and emails to asksex1989@yahoo.com. That's asksex1989@yahoo.com. And you can also call and leave me a voicemail at 347-541-3719. So, I've been watching this show called Orange is the New Black. I know that most of you already know what it is. And I am just the type of person that I'm like, I don't want to jump on a bandwagon. But I really enjoy the show. And it was an episode in there where the girls didn't know that you pee from a different hole that you fuck from. So I decided that I am going to post the 8 most common sex questions asked by people in general. Some of these questions I've been asked in the emails constantly. So these are the 8 common questions in general that people ask. And the first one is, am I normal? Because some people want to know that their drives, responses, fantasies, or bodies aren't somehow weird. Probably because so many of us learn as kids that sex is dirty and our bodies shouldn't be discussed. So that's one question that people ask. And it can also be for sex drive. Do you think that you're normal sex drive, or, you know, certain shit about you? Question number 2 is, how often do most people have sex? Okay, that is another question that people normally ask very often. Okay, because the fear that everyone else out there is having way more sex than you are. Just relax though, because research has shown that most long-term marriages in America have sex once or twice a week, provided illness, pregnancies, or travels fall upon, financial stress and shit like that. And I'm one of those people. Yes, I'm very sexual and I like sex. I like talking about sex and I like giving advice about sex. But we all live in the real world and we're battling this thing called life. So making time for sex, you know, sometimes it's hard, and you have a life and job and bills, so you're not the only one that feels that way. How do I tell my husband what I need in bed? That's another common question. Okay, so your partner isn't a mind reader, people. So you have to speak up and be clear about what you want. Be honest, okay? You might say something like, I love having sex with you and I want it to be the best that it can be. That's why I want to blah, 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 try a new position, have you touch me here, take our time, etc. That's another question. So that was the 3rd common question that people have. And like I always tell you guys, you have to have communication. You have to communicate with your spouse and tell them what you like. Like for me, when I get my pussy ate, I like for my clitoral hood to be pulled back and I want you to directly focus on that bitch. Lick it, suck it, kiss it, you know, wet your fingers and rub it, you know. I like extreme clitoral stimulation, not to the point where it's like you're beating it up or something, but like, you know, kisses and sucking it. Like I, you know, like attention to that part. The 4th common question is, I've lost my sex drive and why? Okay, lack of libido is a common problem as women get older and experience hormonal changes of menopause, but it can happen at any age because sometimes I'm not horny and it has to do with your hormones. You know, when a woman is on her menopause, I don't know how long menopause lasts, but you know, you tend to be drier, you don't get as wet as you used to, and that shit happens. The same thing with guys, you know, sometimes they become intimate and they can't do it, you know, and you have to find other alternatives. And don't beat him down or don't beat her down if, you know, he can't get hard or she's not horny and can't get wet. It's a part of life. It's gonna happen to me, you know, God forbid it doesn't happen for a long time, but it's gonna happen. And we just all have to prepare for it. The 5th common question about sex is, my husband or I have cheated. How do we get past it? And it's possible to repair after an affair. First, the partner who cheated like must cut off all communication with the ex-lover and make it clear that he or she is recommitting to their marriage. This has to be something that you're doing 100%. And both of you have to agree that once you get past that point where you forgave each other and you're not going to do that anymore, don't bring it up again and don't hold it over that person's head, because that is going to doom your marriage or relationship. So I think if you are the type of person who I am, who if you cheat on me, I'm not going to fucking forget it, and I'm going to keep bringing this shit up, and I don't want to have to live like that, and I wouldn't want my partner to live like that. So it would be over. Number six is, how do I tell my partner about my fantasies? This is something that I struggle with, okay? And it's not because I want to do like crazy kinky shit. It's not like that. But it's just hard, okay? Because when you have two different people who like two different things, you know, it's hard to change. And I understand that. But sharing fantasies with your partner can be intimidating, especially if you've never done it before. Simplify the process by creating a fantasy file and keeping it in your bedroom. You and your partner can each write down a couple of fantasies or several on separate slips of paper and stick them in a folder or a notebook. Whenever things get dull in the bedroom, pull out the fantasy file and act it out. That's what I would do. That's what I think that would help in a relationship. Communication is key. I tell people this all the time on here. Communication. Tell them what you want. Tell them what you don't want. Tell them what you like and tell them what you don't like. And if they love you enough, they'll accommodate those things. Question number 7 out of 8 from the most common sex questions asked is, how do we make time for sex? It's not uncommon for busy couples to miss out on sex because they're overbooked or overburdened or overtired or all of the above, but it's essential that you devote time to your marriage and by extension your sex life. No matter how busy you are, your marriage is the cornerstone of your family and deserves your attention. And don't wait for free time to miraculously appear. Create it. If necessary, steal it from some other activity with no apologies. Write your weekly date night in stone and break it only for emergencies. Start saying no more often to requests for your time, from volunteer work to family gathering. Leave house cleaning or laundry for a rainy day. Better to have a pile of dirty socks than a rocky marriage, that's what I say. Make your relationship and your sex life a priority. If you don't schedule time together, it just won't happen. And like I said, this is goes back to being in living in the real world. It's hard for us to make time to have sex. You know, as we become adults and we have bills and shit, it's harder. Listen, it's not, this does not only happen with older people, because like I said, I just turned 25 yesterday and I have a hard time with making time for sex, you know, when you work and you have bills and things. And last but not least, it says we're stuck in a sexual rut. How do we wrap things up? That is one of the top questions that I've gotten. That's one of the top questions that I've been asked in person, through emails, anything. This is one of the most. And what I always say, you know, to relatives or friends and stuff, or even you guys, if you ask me, is that I feel like long-term couples often find their sex life become a bit boring. That can definitely change. But you have to work to keep things exciting and fresh. Small alterations in routine can have a big payoff. Initiate sex at a time that's unusual for you. Say when he walks in the door from work, maybe. Grandma or a friend can take the kids. Introduce a new movie in the bedroom, or just give your spouse a long, passionate kiss. When he least expects it, okay? Bring flirting back into the equation. Send provocative emails or texts throughout the day to get each other going. And here's a somewhat surprising turn on. Express gratitude to your partner 5 times a day. I'm telling you, if you send like, you know, emails where you guys are like, you know, sexting, send him a pussy pic. Send him a pussy video of you playing in your pussy. Ask him to send you a dick pic. Or talk dirty to you or something. Or get on Uvu or get on Skype or whatever fucking Tango, whatever the fuck you use for video phone calls. Do it, okay? Because they're gonna appreciate that. They will. So I just wanted to just come and give you guys like a less than 40 or 50 minute video that it has been recently. So I was like, let me just do a little short video. The audio has been better with my mic. I got a new system going, so everything's good now. So as I always say, you guys, have a sexual appetite and always be willing to please. First and foremost, please yourself, because if you can't please yourself, you won't be able to please somebody else. And until next time, guys, I will see you next Monday.